Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Victory Monday. Final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. The Falcons win again. That's three in a row. They're 4-2. All three of those wins against NFC South teams as well. You love to see it. We'll get back into that in just a minute. College Football Corner at 1:20. We'll get back into all of the big games from Saturday, and there were. It lived up to it, man. This was the Saturday that everybody circled when the schedule came out, and it was fantastic. We also have some we don't have the audio, but we have some quotes from Kirby about the sideline thing with the quarterback from Mississippi State. Yeah. Unfortunately, some injury updates from that game as well. So we'll get to all of that in about 20 minutes, and then an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up.
Yeah, man, and I know, you know, it was a lot yesterday about the whole Kyle Pitts thing. It's 3-by-1. He's a single receiver. He was the first option on the play.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the play again, and it doesn't think he's getting the ball, which I find hard to believe. But then it's like, okay, like if it's a communication thing, because Kurt is throwing it over, and Kyle maybe is looking for the back shoulder, but don't put this on Kyle. That was ass. That was awful by him.
Yeah, because
I'm just going to put it on
where
Kyle.
Where were they? What yard line?
They were
that?
Down on the Wizards. It looks like they're on the 14-yard line.
Okay, so 14 yards to the end zone. So maybe he thought it was a back shoulder. If they want to call it a miscommunication, whatever. But the first 13 yards of effort on that route were crazy.
It was not good at all. And he's the number one option on this.
Okay.
Because Kurt taking the snap. And Kurt is looking straight to his left.
I just don't understand how Kyle Pitts in a single coverage situation like that doesn't think to himself, "Oh,
it's money time."
Yeah, yes, exactly. Money time. It's time
money
to
time.
Eat. Like, and if I get in position, Kirk's going to give me a chance to win.
Yeah.
Like, and Kirk did. Like, he made the throw.
Yeah. He's coming right now, and like the guy's over top of Kyle, so Kyle's not going to get to that ball anyways. How the guy's playing him,
sure.
But you got to bust it off the line, and Kurt's got a back shoulder. But I'm gonna put this on Kyle because that was lazy as hell.
Wild, man.
That was lazy as hell.
I don't know.
That was
it. I don't. That was. Really know. Yeah. That, no. Absolutely. Was. It was. It's crazy that we're six games into this season and coming up with different. Like, all right, get him involved early a couple weeks ago, and you didn't really see that. But then they didn't really yesterday. But even still, like, there's no excuse for that.
That was bad.
You can't. Yeah. It's not on the coaches to get you a target on the first drive, then you don't do that later in the game.
But the thing about it is, if you're split out, he's the way the coverage was, and he's one on one. You've got to know, and this has got to be a mentality that you have to have. I'm about to get money. It's money. Because if Drake London was right there, he would throw the Drake.
Yeah.
This is money time.
If you're going to single cover Kyle Pitts out there, like that.
It's money time.
That's you're going there every time.
And Kurt went right there. It's money time. But that's the thing we talked about with Z-Rob was saying certain things about being where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And wanting the ball.
That's how you don't
That's
get
exactly
trust.
How you don't right there.
Yeah.
But that was right. That was ragged as hell. But I think
Mooney's got his trust. Yeah. London's obviously got his trust. Feels like Ray McLeod has his trust. And Kyle was seemingly like he was working towards it, and he made a couple big plays yesterday.
And he's going to continue to make big plays, but you can't have
stuff
that.
Like that.
That's just bad. That's bad ball.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that a little bit from the Browns players yesterday.
That's a different situation. That's bad ball right there.
Yeah.
Hate to see it. That's bad ball.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow! Third and 3 at the 5. They're going to hand the ball left side. Here's Bijan Robinson. Touchdown, Atlanta. Bijan Robinson on a quick snap. Score standing. 3 receivers. And Bijan Robinson. Quick toss to Robinson. Left side. Bijan inside the 5. Bangs into the end zone for the Atlanta touchdown.
Yeah, man.
2 touchdowns yesterday.
Two rough, rugged touchdowns.
First 2 touchdown game of his career thus far. Love to see it. Tyler Algier was fantastic as well. 18 carries for him, 105 yards, and a touchdown as well. You get 3 touchdowns from your running backs at 200 yards, you're going to win a lot of football games. And the Falcons did yesterday, 38-20, making it 3 in a row.
Yeah, man, I thought, you know, we talked earlier, I mean, they played well on offense, ran the hell out of the football, was efficient in the passing game for the most part, a couple missed throws, miscommunication, whatever you want to call it, but they were able to get it done. Defense got stops when they need to. They got the ultimate, they got the 2 turnovers, and then you get a field goal block. I mean, sorry, you get a punt team block, you know, by a great effort by Harrison. Great effort. Bad by them to let him go right through like that. And, you know, he got the block and everything. That set up another score. But I thought, you know, just 3 phases, they outplayed all 3 phases. But they got to get started earlier with stopping the run. because this is going to be a copycat league. We know that. What's the boy in Seattle's name?
You got Ken Walker.
Ken Walker.
And they also have Zach Charbonnet.
Yeah, I love
pretty
Charbonnet.
Solid.
I love Charbonnet. Yeah. They want Walker to carry the ball.
They do.
But he just, you know, he's ever dinged up or something.
Yeah, it's similar kind of. They haven't had the same output, but it's almost a similar vibe to Bijan and Algier.
Yes.
Just with the way that Walker runs and the way that that Charbonnet runs, kind of like Algier. So, similar thing. But, yeah, they're going to see it.
Yep.
They're going to try to lead
but
on
I'm
it.
Not going to go and say, you know, because the obvious is the obvious with this defense. All right? They can't get to the quarterback.
They cannot.
They can't speed up the quarterback on a consistent basis. They can't move him off his spot on a consistent basis. And, you know, if – you know, Carolina had an ounce of a little bit more talent. Might have been in more trouble than you were.
Yep.
And so I can't explain it. You can talk about bringing pressure, simulated pressure. They got all these different words for what they want to do. Obviously, it's going to sometimes come down to, all right, I got to beat this guy.
You got to win on
one-on-one. I got to beat this guy. They were down two more starting on their offensive line yesterday. We knew about the center. Right, I think Abe said it's the right guard or somebody was that right tackle, whatever. You're going against pretty much five backups in a first-round pick because that's the left tackle, his first-round pick. But – Nothing. Did Andy Dalton ever look uncomfortable? A couple times.
Maybe a couple times in the second half.
A couple times.
But he just kind of looks uncomfortable. You know what I mean? he's kind of big, you know, older at this point.
Uncomfortableness.
he smiled a lot during that game. Did y'all notice that?
There's a lot of smiling?
Like, we were sitting there.
Yeah.
Remember when he hit the cameraman with the ball?
He knocked that.
He started laughing.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty damn funny.
I know, but like as a player, you're dialed into seeing it hit the cameraman. He was chuckling it up.
I think Andy Dalton's kind of at that point in his career like, where he's done the stuff he's going to do.
Yeah, man, I got all this bread. I got my fine lady with my babies.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm playing a quarterback.
Yeah, they're letting me start still. This is cool. I didn't expect to be starting anymore.
And the thing about it is I'm going to play five more years.
Oh, yeah.
Collecting, you know, $2 million a year to be a backup quarterback.
Now, I think hopefully he's probably ready to go be a backup now. He's like, I didn't expect to have to start every week.
There's nothing worse than that, dog. Like, what the hell are you talking about? He hurt.
This is a number one pick.
Yeah.
He's not hurt.
No. Can't hurt.
Andy Dalton's like, this is perfect.
Oh, he can't play.
We got a number one pick quarterback. I'm not going to have to play at all.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
He can't play.
Yeah. No, I'm going to play every week. Now, that does beg another question there, and that's their concern, not ours, but it's still interesting nonetheless. Like, clearly, they're not winning games even with Andy Dalton, that quarterback.
Right.
They had that one nice – he's better than Bryce Young is right now, but the point is for Bryce Young to be better eventually, or at least see what you have in him, I'm interested to see what they do. Because there's no point in playing Andy Dalton anymore.
Who was calling the game yesterday?
Oh, who was it? It was Mark Sanchez with a man bun.
Okay.
Which is an outrageous decision to make.
Okay. Because I was like, I was outside.
So and I don't remember who the play-by-play
guy was. I was doing stuff. I was watching the game. And so I was wondering who did it because I saw the clip this morning when they were talking about him being professional or something, learning from a professional. And as soon as Mark was saying that, Clark Phillips picked the ball off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like.
It's Chris Myers. Okay.
And I like Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez is a cool dude.
Sure.
I met him a couple times. Mark Sanchez is a real cool dude.
He does have a man bun.
He does have a man bun. All right. And I'm not against man buns.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No, I'm not against them. All right. I don't like them.
I wouldn't think you'd be for them.
Well, I mean, when you got a kid with long hair,
true,
you come home
enough.
And your mom and I rip it out. Like I'd be damn about to pull Samson's hair out of his damn head when I come home and he got that top knot. Like it's looking like a damn sumo wrestler.
Okay, fair enough. All right? Fair enough.
So yeah.
Too close to home.
Yeah, too close to
my
home.
Bad.
Yeah, it's my baby. But yeah, I have an attitude and so does he. And now he's old enough to be like, hey, shot. And now he's taller than his mama now. So she can't really do it like she but
I just like at a certain point you either have one or you don't. Top knot.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go man bun or you don't go man bun. Mark Sanchez is new to the man bun game at 37.
Yes.
Like, that's just kind of a wild.
I wonder what Paul. What
late 30s choice. Did.
Like, we're still trying to figure out how the back of AJ Hawk's head looks.
Man bun.
It's a man bun?
Definitely.
Because it's pulled so tight.
But that man's had a ponytail for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
He made the ponytail choice years ago.
I played against ponytail AJ.
Yeah.
I guess.
My dad had a ponytail until a couple weeks ago. Maybe that's where it's coming from.
I'm still feeling a certain type of way about that, too, Mr. B.
Me too. Happy.
Happy.
Happy that he trimmed it up.
Happy. But, until you're going to have these issues going forward, man, until somebody dials it in and becomes a consistent guy rushing the passer, or if Jimmy wants to just take more chances. If I'm Jimmy, I don't want to take more chances.
Yeah, because then you put guys
in bad spots. But, hell, You got to figure out something.
Yeah, no, I'm interested to see what the answer is because it's fun to talk about trade deadline and all that. Who knows? Maybe they do go out there and try to make a move, but this is who you got at this point.
Yeah.
And you went out and got Judon because you knew you needed to get better at that spot, and you still haven't gotten better at that spot. To me, it's not – I mean, it's on him, I guess, for sure, because he's one of the guys that's not getting home. But it's just crazy to be six games into the season.
You got five damn sacks.
Five damn sacks and be last in the league again. You know who's second to last is Carolina. They didn't get any sacks yesterday either. So 6-5. Bottom of the barrel.
See, today, you and Clyde want to come down. I'm just throwing out there.
He plays for them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm just throwing names out there. I know who everybody's talking about, Max Crosby. It'd be a stretch to get Max Crosby.
It would be very costly.
Yeah, it'd be costly.
You'd have to give up a lot to get him.
Yeah.
But again, if you can, sure. That's fine with me. But yeah, I don't know. Seems like you're going to have to fix it internally. We just thought having a lead was going to do it, Randy.
That's it. That's what we were told.
Guess not.
That's what we were told.
Now, the Seahawks have a terrible offensive line. Well, so do the Panthers. To the Panthers. They'll be at home.
I know, dog.
Home field advantage.
Home field advantage always works with the crowd noise and because how many times did they have the Panthers in must throw situations? Because that's another thing.
Seemed like a lot.
That was another thing they told you.
It was a lot.
Yeah, that was another thing.
It was
they
like
told.
3rd-and-11 and they sent heat and didn't get there.
Yeah, that was nothing that I was told. Yeah.
Yep. Now it's frustrating. Now, again, there's a lot of positives for sure.
There's too much
a lot of good going.
There's too much good going on today than to get in that.
Could be too worried about that, but obviously that is something that down the line they are going to have to fix. They've been trying to fix it for a long time. They haven't done it yet, but the big picture is they've won 3 in a row. They're 4-2 on the season. They're in first place. They're 3-0 in the division. They've scored 30 points 2 weeks in a row. It's all very positive. We'll come back. We'll talk some college football. It was a big college football Saturday. We got some quotes from Kirby. Some answers from Kirby about what happened on Saturday, so we'll get to that as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from the AMA here on a Victory Monday. Get the phone lines open again. If you didn't get a chance to call at 12:40 to talk Falcons, you can call during the AMA and do that as well. 404-726-0929. We'll get there 20 minutes from right now. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. And we will get into a college football corner and back into all the madness of Saturday in just a minute as well.
Man, I had wrote it down before you went out. You came back and told me, and I mean, Utah's quarterback Cam Rising, and when he's healthy,
he's good.
They're usually a good football team.
He's good,
team.
And they're good. And he hasn't been healthy probably since the Pac-12 championship game 2 years ago.
Yeah, and it seems like he's hurt again.
We played on Friday, and they got beat.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
did he get hurt in the game?
I don't know. I don't know. But he didn't play good.
Yeah.
And so, according to one of their beat reporters, there is consideration for an 8th year. This is from Kyle Whittingham. We'll have to consider it. Not sure if Cam has considered it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, okay.
I mean, it's going on right now. There's a tight end for Miami.
Right.
Yeah.
He's in his 9th year.
Yeah, and everything like that. That's just crazy. About we always say it about this dude. When he's healthy, They're a problem.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah,
he's good, and they're good, and they're not right now because he's not healthy, and they've got other things going on too, injury wise. But I don't know. At a certain point, like, I'm not going to tell anybody to stop chasing their dreams. You never know.
No,
you know what I mean?
Right.
That mixtape you're making, it might hit.
Because all it takes is one DJ to play it.
That's all it takes.
And somebody to snatch onto it, and then, you know.
You never know. Do you ever see those? Do you ever get those things? Maybe it's not on your algorithm. Do you ever get these things on social media where it's like, this person wasn't a billionaire until 40, and this person didn't invent this until 52.
Right.
And this person, that's Cam Rising.
Yeah.
Don't give up on your dreams. All right? Stetson Bennett wasn't a national championship quarterback until 24.
Yep.
You can be that, too. I'm always like, they leave out so much context with that stuff. It's like, this guy didn't make this invention and become a billionaire until he was 63.
Right.
Warren Buffett didn't because, like, all right, I don't think I'm that guy, but thank you for the inspiration.
Right. Warren Buffett been rich a long damn time.
Long time. Yeah, long time. Long time.
Yeah. Leave that alone.
But I appreciate the inspiration. I appreciate you trying to talk me into it. It's never too late, Randy.
Oh, my goodness.
Never too late on a dream.
I'm with you.
No, it's too late on some dreams.
Yeah, like, sometimes it's too late. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, if you damn 45 and ain't never had your album played at a strip club.
Probably not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen, dog.
If you're 40 and you've never dunked, you're probably never going to dunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You have to accept
eventually when the shakers don't shake to it, ain't no reason for me to play it.
Exactly right.
It's all about the shake, man. That usually gets my inspiration to music. But, I'm curious what he does. I really, really am.
I think I know.
You think he's going to come back?
I think he's going to redshirt and come back.
Wow. And then all of us were thinking, well, Cam Rising is back.
Well, he's got Cam Rising again.
Yeah.
God, the amount of times I've said that over the last couple of
That's
years
crazy,
and had it not mattered is sorry for wasting everyone's
That's
time
crazy.
For saying that.
That's crazy.
All right, that was one story we wanted to get to. Let's get to a college football corner here and get back into everything that happened on a crazy Saturday. What was your favorite game you watched on Saturday? Like, what was the game that you, at the end of it, really made you feel most like, dang, that was awesome. What a football game.
I think definitely Alabama-South Carolina.
Interesting.
I really enjoyed that game.
That was a dicey game, man.
Definitely LSU. LSU game. Damn, all of Oregon.
You got to pick one of them.
If I got to pick one, I'm going to go.
Just say all the good games.
Yeah. If I pick one, I'm going to go Oregon. In Ohio State.
Okay.
I'll go Oregon State.
That wasn't
mine. But that Iowa State game was great, too.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. To stay undefeated?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
What was yours?
Penn State, USC.
Oh, it was great.
Just that second half. And what's the guy's name? Let me make sure that I get it right here. Tyler Warren.
44
Penn State. 17 receptions, 224
yards. I
didn't realize
he had 17 catches.
17 of them.
17 grabs.
And I don't know how many of them were in the second half, but most of them were in the second half. They were just like, to hell with this. Throw it to that
But
guy.
Andy, he was
throw it to 44.
He was knocking. Dude, what a tough.
I know, because that's the thing, because he plays like a tight end.
Yes.
Like, that's not
yes.
one of these new hybrid athlete tight ends.
Yeah.
That's a Penn State blocking tight end that also happens to be ridiculously athletic and got downfield and made some great catches. I mean, yeah, that was crazy. And then they went in overtime. Obviously, Oregon and Ohio State came down to the very last minute. I always hate, like, the reason that I liked LSU, Ole Miss, and Penn State, USC better than the, well, there's a lot of reasons why I like them better than the Oregon-Ohio State game. But I like when a game comes down to someone making a play as opposed to someone making a mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the Ohio State-Oregon game, unfortunately, was incredible. And then that last minute was bad clock management.
Uh-huh.
You get called for an offensive pass interference to knock you out of field goal range. Quarterback slides. There's zeros on the clock. It's kind of an unsatisfying finish for what was a great football game.
Yeah.
Those other games ended on great plays.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, it was.
Plus, Oregon won. So.
Yeah, I know that part. I think you hate that part. I just thought everything was right where it needed to be as far as, you know, like Alabama. I ain't going to say they need to be tested again. But, I mean, I wanted to see how good South Carolina – because it seemed like every time I say, oh, they got so-and-so coming down, they about to beat the hell out of them. I kept talking about, oh, Alabama about to beat the hell out of South Carolina. South Carolina, no.
Yeah, no. I think we got to recalibrate on Alabama.
Yeah, like, exactly.
This is a new Alabama.
Yeah, and then, look, can Lane Kiffin win a big game? Can Coach Hot Sauce win a big game for Penn State? Because he might trick this game off, and it looked like it earlier.
Yeah, that to me was the one – from all the coaching narrative games, and there was a lot on Saturday, that was the one that bucked the trend. Because that's a game Penn State loses.
Yes.
That, and you know, Mike Conte can come in and tell us all about it. He'll be with us tomorrow. He can probably explain how that game didn't go the way that he thought it was going to go in the second half. That's a game that Penn State loses every single time.
Yep.
And for them to come back and win that game sort of goes against the trend of what their coach has been in big games. And look, they were getting outplayed in the first half. There's no question about it. They came back and played awesome to finish it and win the game. Lane Kiffin narrative continues, basically cements how you feel about him based on the hype and all that. They're 5-2.
Where does this put you at a thought process? Because you got Tennessee and Alabama going at next week, and Tennessee lost their number one tackler, out for ACL. Is this an elimination game from the playoff?
It's not.
I don't think
so. You can lose two and still get in.
You know what I mean?
But it's. My thing is, what would make you think that a team that has two losses at this point of the year is going to run the table from here on out?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Georgia and Texas, honestly. Like, I know that Texas is undefeated and it's there and huge and all that kind of stuff. If Georgia loses to them on the road, what would make you think that they're going to be able to win all of the rest of the games for the rest of the year? You know what I mean? Like, no, it's not officially an elimination game, just like it wasn't with Ole Miss and LSU on Saturday night. Like, Ole Miss could still win out and make it, but why would you think that they will based on what you've seen from them so far? You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
Like that's the thing for me. But no, I think there's going to be there probably will be a team that gets in with three losses. Probably. It's 12 teams.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious because I kept hearing this is a possible elimination game when you got Alabama going there.
I don't think
you got Georgia going to Austin. I just think that when you look at, you know, so, like, say, for instance, Georgia. Georgia is the most annoying team that Kirby's had in a while for. Mm-hmm. They're still extra uber talented. They still have just as good a chance as anybody to win the national championship. Kirby said it best after this team has not played a complete game yet against anybody that it mattered. Mm-hmm. It has not. I mean, I know they end up coming back and beating the hell out of Clemson. And watch them boys.
Yeah, Clemson's playing well.
Watch them boys. But I think, you know, it was a slow starting first half and everything like that. Everybody knew what yesterday was. I'm sorry, Saturday was. It was get Carson going. We're going to let Carson throw the damn ball all over the yard. And that's exactly what they did. And yet, the first interception, okay, somebody tipped it.
Yeah, that was bad luck.
But that second one, you can't throw another damn interception in the end zone, Carson. You cannot do that. Your receivers, I love Aaron. And from what everybody tells me, he's a great kid. Catch the ball.
Yeah. He's got everything you want except great hands.
Catch the ball.
Like,
he is.
Fast runs, good routes, gets open.
What was his name on Necessary Featherstone? Was that his name on Necessary Roughness?
I don't know. Sounds right.
Was Scott Bakula, and then was it Featherstone? Well, anyway, yeah. Don't throw it to Stone Hands!
The problem is Aaron Smith's the best playmaker you got.
And that's not
in
good.
In terms of going over the top.
Right. That's not
now,
good.
That's a different
that's
conversation.
That's not good.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah, but
because when you look around the country at all the other teams that you consider national championship contenders, they have somebody who's that dude.
Yes.
Whether it's a running back, a quarterback, or a receiver, you get him the ball, and he's that dude. Yeah. Even Ohio State loses. That freshman receiver is that guy.
Yeah.
You saw what Alabama's receiver did in the Georgia game in the fourth quarter. That's my question is, you said Georgia, and I'm with you. I put Georgia on that list. I'm not taking Georgia off this list for the way they've played over the last couple of weeks. Who can win a national championship? Like, who are the teams that you legitimately think are on that list right now?
Texas.
Texas is definitely on the list.
Ohio State.
Okay.
Oregon.
Yep.
Georgia.
Okay.
Miami.
Okay. Interesting.
Miami.
You sure?
You saw my look when I said Miami.
Miami could very well be.
You saw my look when I said Miami.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I put right outside of that, I think Penn State. But I'm always putting them in a.
Yeah. I just.
I put Bama. Because it's Bama.
I know.
Until it's not.
It might not be.
Until it's not.
Yeah.
Until it's not. And I'm talking about in the win-loss column.
Sure.
And I go there. But that's.
But it looks different, though.
Yeah, it does.
Like, you got to be honest about how it looks.
But, I mean,
Penn State, too. I think Penn State looks different, too.
And
I think they finally let that quarterback open up that offense a little bit, and he can go.
But that's
like, when they let him play, he's a good player.
I love, you know, how I feel about Rocco at Iowa State. I just don't. I think I don't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, I don't think
their defense can go with the big dog.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I would say
no offense, but I would say the same thing about BYU.
Yes.
I would say the same thing about Indiana, like the teams that remain undefeated at this point. I would say the same thing about Miami. Like, I just maybe those were their clunkers and too close to calls, whatever, and they got those wins, but we'll see because they got a couple more big games coming up. But, yeah, to me it's Texas, Oregon, it's Ohio State, it's Georgia. For sure.
Yes.
And then after that, even Penn State, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Now, again, all those teams are probably going to go to the playoffs
because
it's 12 teams,
but
that's great. And I think any of these teams can beat the other one, which is the thing that makes it the most exciting.
But I think this team that Georgia has, this is Kirby's worst team that when you look at being in the hunt for a national championship he's had. This team,
you know
what I'm saying? Like, even the year that we lost to Alabama, I still think overall that team's better than this team.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And so how do you – and that's when
– this team's not as good as last year's team.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And that's the problem, and that's what you – I think a lot of people hung their hat on because we got Carson Beck, though. You know, we ain't no damn dummies to think that you lose Brock Bowers or Ladd McConkey in second-day draft cornerbacks and all that we're going to be fine. But a lot of people put it on. We got that guy, though. We got the guy who got all the endorsements and all these other things and the Heisman Trophy and possibly no one over a pick, and he ain't playing like it yet. And so Georgia is going to have an issue. I don't know how Kirby plays it. From everything I know about Kirby, they ain't changing. They're going to be bump and run man-to-man. And he's going to have to trust that these young boys, Ellis, right, he's got to play better. You know what I mean? All the other corner, Humphreys, they got to play better. Malachi's got to play better. Bolden's got to play better. Yeah, first interception on Saturday. Congratulations.
Great to see.
Congratulations, young fella. That's awesome. But that group right there in 15 is going to determine what happens at Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I also think what happens at Texas, because Texas, as it stands right now, is the best team in the country.
I agree.
They're the number one team by ranking, but they also have looked like the best team in the country.
Yeah. But every team that has been up there has looked like it until they played somebody that's comparable.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the best team Texas has played.
Definitely.
Definitely. Now, right now, this is the best team Georgia's played, even though they lost to Alabama at home and all those different things. Mm-hmm. So I want to see what Texas does because They ain't played nobody like this team. As much as we talk about his flaws and everything Georgia has, they ain't played them. All right, so we'll see how that goes. And but we can't, and I don't want to put the approach on, can we, if we fall behind like we did Bama, can we come back like we did? I don't know. I
mean, maybe don't fall behind by 28.
Thank you, Andy.
The first half.
Maybe not do that. That's what I said.
Because we're gonna
take shots.
Oh yeah.
You just gotta make the play.
Yeah. You just
because
Texas
secondary. I also think ain't better than Georgia secondary. They're about the same a little bit.
Georgia was, and this is ridiculous to say, but you saw it play out over the course of 60 minutes. Georgia was one or two plays in that first half from that first half not going like that. They just, it snowballed, man. Yep. It happens sometimes.
It does.
Even with the best teams in college football, they're still kids. And it got out of hand, but they came back and got him. Hey, Kirby said he's sorry for pushing the quarterback.
Yeah. He wasn't looking at the young man like, let me push his ass.
He didn't know
who it was.
He made a public apology for pushing Van Buren.
But he can't do
Can't do it. He did the right thing, handled it the right way. And then Branson Robinson has a
MCL.
MCL.
I'm so happy because I thought it was
two
worse.
To 4 weeks.
I thought it was bad.
Yeah.
How he cut and fell down.
Yes, it definitely, the initial thought when seeing it was, oh God, not again. 2 to 4 weeks, it sounds like, for him. And he scored a touchdown on Saturday, too. So that was cool to see. But yeah, better news than initially thought.
Did y'all ring doorbell? Like, does the wind blowing the trees set it off?
Yeah, I had to turn off
my notifications. Okay, this has really been irritating all day.
Or like squirrels?
All day. All damn
squirrel runs across the deck.
Things are going off because of wind blowing.
No, and it's never a burglar, which I'm glad about, but also a little annoyed about, too. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
Like, if it's going to go off that many times, at least let there be real danger. There's no danger. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap things up every single day. Any question, any topic, phone lines are full. So let's start with Larry, who's in the truck. What's up, Larry?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hi, Larry.
Larry, what up, man?
Hey, first of all, tell me who's going to win the World Series, and then I want to also know, I'm going out to Vegas with you guys.
Right.
So I need to know kind of what it all includes. You know, I mean, I didn't figure that we'd get tickets to the game if we got a 200-foot screen, you know, to watch the game on. But I was just kind of curious as to what it all includes besides the drinks and the room.
What else do you need, Larry?
A plane ticket. You got it?
Well, we're having a big party on Sunday.
Yes,
for all Falcons fans, because Falcons play Monday night, so we're gonna have a big Sunday night football watch party and hang out. And
okay, so we get to watch football on Sunday, and then the Falcons game is on Monday.
Game is Monday. Yeah. Okay. And we're gonna have like a big section out there. And you get a spot at a pool party.
Yeah, man. And Larry, have you ever been to a Vegas pool party?
Yes, I have. I was there. I was in Vegas at that stadium last year.
Okay.
And it's off the chain.
Okay. There you go. And there we go. Larry, I met Larry's old lady, and I really like her.
So yeah, she's awesome.
I ain't gonna be when the boys go to Vegas and the wives ain't coming, dogs. You know how that gonna be. So I ain't gonna do that, man. But we'll get all to you there. We'll get it to you.
It's a whole big.
I ain't gonna be like that, you know, because we go out to Vegas. Hey, dog.
Hey, Randy. Randy, who do you think told me to go?
Oh, she's the lady.
There you go.
That's
right
how you know
there.
She's great.
There you go, right there. All right, Larry.
That's great.
I appreciate it, brother.
As again. We want everyone to come out with us and hang out. It's an incredible package.
Yes.
That's totally going to be worth it. We're going to have so much fun out there. I can't wait. The furthest you and I have gone away from this studio to do a show together
is Kennesaw.
I think it's Athens. We went to Athens one time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a Friday night or a Friday for the Tennessee game. Remember that?
I wasn't there.
You were.
It was that you and Jarvis. That was me.
No, it was you and me.
That was me and you?
Yeah, it was you and me. I had the flu real bad.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we had to come back because I came back.
And I was going to come back.
That was Isaiah's game.
Yeah, it was senior night, right?
Yeah, senior night for Isaiah.
And I was going to come, and then I had
the flu. Yeah,
yeah, anyway. Yeah, but yeah, it's going
to
be great.
It's the first we've ever been. That's what my partner, J.Y., texted. They letting y'all go to Vegas? Damn sure is. And it was specifically, they wanted us.
That's right. It was me and Randy.
Yes.
We just have to make sure we earn the right to go back.
Yes.
Or wherever else they send us next. Can't be a one-and-done situation. Mason is in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, boys? Hi, Mason. This one's for the Falcons fans that don't think nothing's changed. So I did a little ChatGPT research, and
okay. AI.
The last time the Falcons scored 30 points or more in two consecutive games was 2017.
Right.
And the last time they scored 38 points was also 2017. Mm-hmm. So we're different. Am I crazy when I say we got a top three backfield on the offense and defense side of the ball?
I mean, both sets are very good. Talk about the safeties and then the running back. Yeah, both of them are very, very good. They're both really good.
Who would you even, if you're talking duos, like who would you even argue running back duo? Detroit's very good.
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah, with Montgomery and
you can
Gibbs.
Watch Seattle when they're going. Those guys
just always hurt.
They're always damn hurt. But yeah, I would definitely put them up there. When you talk about the same old or different and all those different all that stuff, I just believe in enjoying. That's how it's different. We're enjoying Sundays. You know what I mean? We're enjoying Sundays. That's how it's different to me.
So far? Yeah, absolutely. This is the furthest above 500 they've been since we've been a show.
Yeah.
It's the first three-game win streak they've had since 2019.
Just enjoy it.
And honestly, just like on a Sunday-by-Sunday basis or Thursday, because they played last Thursday, the games are just more fun to watch.
Yeah.
They have a functional offense because they have a real quarterback. It's definitely different.
I'm just enjoying it.
Ed is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Gentlemen, good to speak with you.
Hello, Ed.
I got a question for Randy and a question for both of you.
Right.
So the first question for Randy is Mercedes Dem Lewis.
Yeah, man. I saw that was the first down.
How is that brother still doing it?
Right.
And then the question for both of you, is it just me? Or does Oren's little son look like a mini-me of Spencer Rattler?
Yes, he does. Yes, Frankie does. Frankie does look like Spencer Rattler. He sure does.
He does.
I mean, Mercedes, I mean, my boy's still playing, man. He's still kicking it. And he caught a ball yesterday. It was the first down. Now, he don't move like he used to because that dude was a fluid athlete, man. To be as big as he was coming out of UCLA. But, I mean, if he's – Mercedes Lewis playing 8 plays a game.
Yeah.
And he's big as hell. He can absorb all that.
How old is he? Is he 40?
Oh, he got to be. Mercedes, he got to be 40.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, he got to be 40, but I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
Another good brother.
Mark the PI is in Peachtree City.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for taking my call. I love sitting out here on surveillance listening to you guys, man. I do work for Scout Fraud, so I follow people around the clan that can't go to work. So that's the story in itself. I have two questions. First of all, I love you guys so much.
I love you.
As a diehard Steelers fan, what do you think about our quarterback situation?
Oh, man.
Justin Fields is up and down. Wilson's healthy now, so I don't know what we're going to do with that situation.
Oh, man. Me and Andy were talking about it off the air. I mean, they keep winning, though. Most important thing in the NFL is a win. And Justin, he's winning. He's not turning the ball. He had bad intercepts yesterday. But, I mean, ran for 2 touchdowns yesterday. I don't know how much better this offense is going to be with Russell. That's my only – at least Justin's giving you something else.
Right.
They're
going to lose that element with Russell.
Yeah,
Russell
losing.
Just doesn't have the threat of his legs.
Up the other element of them throwing the football?
And Najee looks good, man. He played good yesterday.
I don't see how Mike T makes a switch when they're still winning.
Yeah. And that's the hard part is because if you do, say you do make the switch because you always wanted Russell to be the starter, and then you stop winning, then what do you go back to Justin? But, like, that's a bad situation.
And that was the one thing we talked about, though, like how hard would it be to do that, to go from one to the other, especially if it's Russell coming in, starting, playing back, then you have to go back to Justin.
Yeah, if they're 2-4, it's so much easier to do, but they're 4-2.
Yeah, man.
And I don't know. It's I think they stick with Justin.
I do, too.
Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm going to say it like this. Thanks for the Falcons for coming down here and beating them Carolina Panthers because Charlotte is miserable today.
Okay.
Fowler's still killing, and I think he's going to get overshadowed for Rookie of the Year. And, Randy, when you say them sacks, I know what you mean. Yeah. So next time anybody drops the pass, my slogan is going to be coach hands, referring to grown-ups, because nobody wanted him to grab or touch the chicken, which is referring to football, so I'm going to say coach hands. And Andy, how good is Denzel Boston on UW? He's the second in the nation with TDs at number 9. Thank you.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good player. He drops the ball a little bit sometimes, too, Denzel Boston does, but he's a good player. He also has been there. Like, he was behind all those receivers last year that were in that offense. They kind of stuck around, which was pretty cool. But we don't have to talk about UW football anymore.
Yeah,
they're out of sight, out of mind for the remainder of the season.
What are y'all doing in there, man?
I don't know.
Y'all can't wait till I show over back there to be tearing up stuff? What is going on, man?
It's like when Terry came in that one time and removed the producer's
microphones.
Yeah, removed
all the mics and everything.
Remember that?
Yeah, when he came in here.
It was like about to be the Wendy's Zone.
Unplugging stuff and everything, man.
Remember that? It was like coming up next to the Wendy's Zone. Actually not. They stole our microphone.
Damn, he came and turned the damn microphone right off.
He had him removed from the studio.
Like, are you serious, dude?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, everybody to wrap their shoes.
One more 30-point game. We'll get the fake Falcon jerseys out.
True.
Yeah, man.
It's true. You keep on the lookout.
Just make sure that you dress light under it, because ain't no wind in that getting through that. Oh. No wind in, no sweat out.
Yeah, it's a real chafy. real chafy situation. Randy, not a Top Knot supporter.
Nah.
Not a supporter of the Top Knot.
Texas wants Georgia's ass.
Yes.
And Will Anderson had 3 man sacks yesterday.
He did, dog. Bro man.
Tyler Algier might pop a blue chew before games. And, Samson's been warned. Don't try out that Top Knot, bro.
You don't like it, man.
I heard he was spinning it yesterday.
Oh, no. Hey, dog, he was cooking yesterday, though. My boy had 3 tugs yesterday. Almost had an interception. He had 1 interception. It was bad.
Oh, you know
but,
what, though?
He let it fly. That's back-to-back games where he's been letting it fly.
I love it.
Letting it fly.
I love it so much.